It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hail Varsity Radio is live. Now, back to Schmitty.
Schmitty's a great guy, but he don't have a brain.
And Elijah.
You want me to speak?
When I point at you, yeah.
On Hail Varsity Radio.
So we'll keep our finger on that portal pulse. And Mitch is right on. Tomorrow evening, you should be reacting or in the clear. One of the two. With names in the portal for Nebraska, but nothing out yet. We'll keep you up to date on what's shaken, but the sources I've checked with that are close or have been close to Malachi Coleman don't believe that there's anything to worry about. Again, burn the tape if I'm wrong, but that's the word I'm getting from a couple of sources.
Well, all I know is if I was a member of the Nebraska football coaching staff, I would be making some calls to Malachi after he posts that to see what's in order. So something tells me that if there is a decision that is made, we will know, I would say, in probably relatively short order.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be my first. If I was Matt Rhule scrolling through Twitter and I saw that post, I'd be like, oh, let's get Malachi on the phone and see what's going on here. So something tells me this is not a saga that will drag on for a while if there is any saga to be had.
Braxton May. Or meh.
He may what?
Yeah.
Braxton May what?
Braxton.
That was a stupid joke.
Right. 7'1", 250 pounds. Washington Husky, now a Nebraska Cornhusker. Good on Fred and company. They got a rim protector. They got some size. They got a Power 5 guy that's moving on from a would-be new Big Ten program to Lincoln. So assuming You get things finished out on your roster, and Nebraska's been active. And is it fair to say Nebraska's been selective, or do you want to go a step further and say they've just been a second or third choice again to some programs? We don't know where Nebraska finished, but they didn't end up the top spot for William Kyle. That was, of course, UCLA. You look at the Fiddler. He's off to Spartan land. And, of course, Chucky is off to Louisville. Those are three names, three targets that Nebraska had high interest in. You do get kid out of Utah that has put up some good numbers. That's nice. You've got Braxton coming in that is good. And you still got to round it out, and that means you could probably move Rink to a power forward spot instead of having to play center against some of the other giants in the Big Ten, assuming Rink is back. So that's good news for Nebraska. Does it get to be better news for the world of college football with some law and order? You have college sports leaders in deep talks to settle the NIL antitrust case with the NCAA. So you have the NCAA and its power conferences are defendants in an antitrust class action lawsuit, House versus the NCAA. This would give past athletes payment in damages and also set up a revenue sharing system with the current world of college football and athletes in the world of college athletics, which is what Trev Alberts has talked about down at A&M and talked about in Lincoln with that new expense category on the budget being about $20 million. This is a little bit of an excerpt from Paul Feinbaum and Pete Thamel with what is coming down the pike here if you do settle. And you put this thing to bed, you've got some antitrust protections, you'd have a salary cap, and you'd have a choice, if you can afford it, to jump in and stay at the adult table, or if you're a university that can't afford it for your sports programs, you go to the kids' table And that's why it's good to be in the SEC and in the Big Ten. Now, you got to sweet talk the chancellors and presidents here of the universities, and that's what your conference commissioners are doing. Because right now, your university is needing to raise money and raise money for the NIL. You get your TV revenue, and I know on the Husker Network, Nebraska and new AD Dannon talked about what Nebraska makes off of their seating. They're just the sellout streak, the $40 million they bring in with the seat licenses. You couple that with Big Ten TV revenue, you're doing really well. And Nebraska had over $200 million in revenue last year.
Well, we know Nebraska is well set up for this because they give money to the academic side every single year,
yep.
Something that not many college athletics programs can do.
Self-supporting.
Yes.
Let's go to Pete Thamel here and the revenue sharing, what's around the bend.
Conference presidents, Paul, within the next month are going to have to decide whether they want to settle this case. It would be a multi-billion dollar settlement. And there's two ways to look at this settlement. There'd be a settlement backwards. There would be giant checks cut for past damages. The House case in particular deals with name, image, and likeness. And athletes are going to get back pay, essentially, for name, image, and likeness in the past. Then there's future. And this is where this really matters and could end up being the structure for what college sports looks like in the very near future. And that future would have some type of revenue sharing agreement. I was told it would be derived off a complicated formula that includes television revenue, that includes ticket sales, that includes et cetera. But the ballpark being given to campuses right now is a little more than $20 million per campus, essentially to revenue share with athletes. Now, there's still a bunch of unanswered questions, Paul. There are still objections from campuses that have to go. There are still commissioners that have to get in line and get all their presidents and campuses in line. This is not at the finish line, but it's way ahead of where it was last week. And there is a vision of what the finish could look like, which is a big deal for the future of college sports.
A little bit more from Thamel here on what that number would be settlement-wise.
Billions and billions, Paul. Dan Murphy and I wrote the story on ESPN.com yesterday. The number we used was more than $4 billion. I was cautioned by sources that that number is actually conservative. The NCAA's record in lawsuits, Paul, as you know, is similar to your and my record in the World's Strongest Man competition. It's not very good. So they would risk going to a jury, losing again, which has been the case time and time and time again as the NCAA has gone to court. And so what these presidents and leaders have to decide, and it's not an easy decision, is do we put less billions up front and out of it get both a structure for the future of college sports, and here's a key term that's being thrown around, is protections. Those are not set and settled and wouldn't be to the end, but does it say we are protected from future antitrust lawsuits, not all lawsuits, obviously, they can't have like a shield around them, but do we get a protection from future antitrust lawsuits for 10 years, for a long period of time, that gives this chaotic world of college sports some sort of period of peace, which quite frankly, Paul, we haven't had the last two decades.
Same rules for those that can afford. And that's NIL, that is TV deals, that's being a program that is in a conference that has great access to the playoff. We'll have a final thought from Pete Thamel on this this lawsuit, the settlement that is going to be tried and be settled by the NCAA to move forward so they can get their ducks in a row and you'll have your creation. Remember to buckle up, use your seatbelt, it saves lives and prevents injuries only if properly worn. Make it click. A message from the NDOT Highway Safety Office. We'll wind down hour one with Hail Varsity next.